Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, April 24th. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 52 degrees. The humidity is 50%. The wind speed is southeast at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.21. The dew point is 34 degrees. And the current wind chill is 50 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A new fire station just opened in Hays. The new building on West 41st Street cost about $5.5 million to build, and five firefighters will work out of that station. One person died Saturday night in a single vehicle accident on a Crawford County highway.
The crash was reported at 9:14 p.m. Saturday near K3 Highway and West 630th Avenue. A 2004 Saturn View was northbound on K3 when it veered off the right or east side of the roadway. The patrol said the driver overcorrected and crossed the center line and proceeded across the southbound lane before it entered the ditch on the south side of the highway, where it overturned and came to rest on its roof. The driver, Anne Marie Edgett, 53, of Pittsburgh, was pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Lou Flores.
The Washburn University debate team won the national championship at the recent competition hosted by Central Michigan University. Washburn's Cade Blendon, a junior, was a tournament champion. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 458, reforming the Kansas Standard Asset Seizure and Forfeiture Act. The bill establishes new guidelines for asset forfeiture, improving due process for property owners, increasing governmental accountability, and not unduly interfering with federal assistance to local law enforcement in asset forfeiture. For many Kansans whose property has been seized, the cost of recovering it is often greater than its value. So Senate Bill 458 introduces key reforms to the process of Kansans recovering property they've had seized, including permitting courts to award attorney fees to certain claimants who get an order returning their property. Additionally, Senate Bill 458 requires additional steps to initiate the civil asset seizure process and requires clear and convincing evidence in order to move forward with seizure. The bill also imposes limitations on requests by state and local law enforcement for federal adoption of seizures, ensuring these requests are made only under specific circumstances related to joint investigations or serious public safety concerns. The Kansas Department of Transportation has announced plans to begin multiple bridge repair projects along I-70 in Sherman and Thomas counties. The project work was expected to start this week and will take place on structures at locations that include westbound I-70 near mile marker 7 in Sherman County, westbound and eastbound I-70 over U.S. 24 business at Goodland exit 19, and westbound and eastbound I-70 over K-25 at Colby exit 53. During the work, traffic on I-70 will be reduced to one lane with a lowered speed limit, and traffic on U.S. 24 business and K-25 near the bridges will also be reduced to one lane. Motorists should plan for delays not exceeding 5 minutes. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the work on the projects to be completed in October, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at 785-953-6011. Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 115, establishing the Office of the Child Advocate, or OCA, as an independent state agency and granting the advocate access to certain files and records of children involved in child welfare proceedings. The concept of creating the Office of Child Advocate began in 2017 with the Child Welfare System Task Force's work. Although between 2017 and 2021, legislators could not reach a compromise to establish the office. In October 2021, Governor Kelly issued Executive Order 2128 to establish the Division of the Child Advocate as an independent office. And since then, Governor Kelly has worked with legislators in the House and Senate from both parties to establish the Office of Child Advocate in statute. Senate Bill 115 codifies the position of the child advocate as the independent head of the OCA, appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. The child advocate, selected without regard to political affiliation, is an individual possessing extensive experience in case management, clinical services, or legal services to children and families, and the child advocate will serve a term of 5 years. Additionally, Senate Bill 115 outlines various duties and powers of the OCA and the child advocate, including receiving and resolving complaints related to child welfare, maintaining a public website, making referrals of child abuse or neglect to law enforcement, and submitting annual reports to designated entities. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission, led by newly appointed Chairman Whitney Damron, will hold their next public meeting tomorrow, Thursday, April 25th, at the K-State Salina Campus College Center Conference Room in Salina. The hybrid meeting will begin at noon and conclude once all agenda items are covered. And while all are welcome to attend, interested parties don't need to be physically present to participate. Instructions for participating by Zoom, phone, and live video audio streaming can be accessed by visiting ksoutdoors.com and clicking instructions to participate in the virtual meeting. Any individual with a disability may request other accommodations by contacting the Commission Secretary at 620-672-0702. And the next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting is scheduled for Thursday, June 20th at the Hilton Garden Inn and Convention Center in Hays. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska State Patrol has arrested employees of the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services who work or have worked at the Nebraska State Penitentiary on Monday, April 22nd, after an investigation into improper contact with several inmates of the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, or NDCS, last year. 26-year-old Abby Fielder of Lincoln was arrested for sexual abuse of an inmate, conspiracy to commit sexual abuse of an inmate, and for allowing a committed offender to have unauthorized visitation or communication. 45-year-old Laura Shucklebear of Lincoln was also arrested for allowing a committed offender to have unauthorized visitation or communication and conspiracy to allow a committed offender to communicate. A third person, 47-year-old Nicole Carter of Lincoln, who's now employed elsewhere, was arrested for sexual abuse of an inmate and allowing a committed offender to have unauthorized visitation or communication. She was arrested at her current place of employment. Carter and Shucklebear are in the Lancaster County Jail, and Fielder was cited and released due to medical reasons. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services Director Rob Jeffries issued a statement regarding the arrests, saying that they hold their team members to a high standard and inappropriate behavior involving a member of the incarcerated population will not be tolerated at the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services. Shucklebear and Fielder have been placed on investigatory suspension by the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, and all charges are felonies. The investigation remains ongoing. 25-year-old Hunter J. Colfack of Genoa faces 12 charges, including kidnapping, strangulation, and two counts of terroristic threats, after police say he kidnapped a woman in northeast Nebraska. According to the Columbus Police Department, at about 10 a.m. on Thursday, someone saw Colfack dragging a woman by her hair, and while officers were on their way, Colfack left in a vehicle with the woman and her baby. Officers then called the woman on her cell phone, however, she said she couldn't talk, and the call then ended abruptly. The arrest affidavit says Colfack drove the woman and her baby to a state wildlife management area near Genoa, and he left them at about 2 p.m. that afternoon. A warrant for Colfack's arrest was issued on Friday, and 3 days later, police said he was taken into custody without incident. On Tuesday, a Platte County judge set Colfack's bond at $650,000, and he must pay $65,000 to be released. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay head track coach Chris Delamont to update on the team and their upcoming meets starting on Thursday at Trigo.
I'm here with head track coach Chris Delamont. Coach, last week you traveled over to Phillipsburg, always a very tough and very track meet there. But the boys tied with the host team Phillipsburg, 105.75. I don't know if that's unusual or not, but is that are you pretty satisfied with that tie with Phillipsburg?
Yeah, we were kind of surprised by that because we were keeping an eye on the points, and they allowed us to have additional 4x4s, well, all relays. We could have two teams in it. So I kind of went over to their coach. It wasn't necessarily in their information, and they had said, you know, hey, no, we're not going to score extra points for additional relays. And then by the time it's kind of seen that we were going to be behind after the 4x4, and we had ran two teams, and our first team on the boys' side ended up winning it, and the second team got third. And so when we looked back again, we saw that those were actually scored as points. So when they kind of worked it out, we ended up tying with Phillipsburg with 105.75 points. So, yeah, we were surprised pleasantly.
Now, we did talk off air about kind of separation of points, and you're seeing that the Norton team is doing well on the relays and Phillipsburg's doing well on the jumps, and you kind of throw a little bit out there for that.
Yeah, we do have some points that obviously our relays are important as far as grabbing points, but again, we have to kind of find points in other areas, especially as we look forward to the league meet. And throws, and you know, hopefully we can get some more maybe in the field events, you know, in other areas there. And then on the track, we're trying to find new ways that we could potentially, you know, be able to try to get the edge there, hopefully.
On the girls' side, a second place finish to Beloit, and of course, this is the second time the girls have finished second to a very high powered Beloit team.
Yeah, they're. You know, they had scored 213 points, so they definitely, and I think it was 199 that they scored over at Smith Center. We were second to them with 115, and then Russell was third with 73. So there's quite a bit of a gap there. But you know, obviously them being at our regional, that's something to where we continue to want to try to compete in different ways with them and try to close the gap. And as dominant as they are, we still feel like, you know, we want to compete and get after them and try to still steal back some points from them.
With some of these this high scores for the Blue Jays in the boys 105 and then, of course, the girls 115, you definitely got to have some PRs there.
Yeah, we did. And, of course, the forecast, go figure, we're kind of looking at no wind and maybe 60. Of course, we got over there and the wind was blowing and still were able to pull away with 21 PRs, which was good. You know, I think the kids are, after Plainville, where we had so much wind and cool temperatures, they're getting used to having to compete in that, because our first three meets were gorgeous. They were just, you know, 70 and sunny, and we knew at some point it was going to come here that we were going to have some of that and maybe potentially even some rain on Thursday when we go to Trigo.
Yeah, that brings us up to the Trigo meet. That's a 3:30 start for you, and that you will have a couple preliminaries in there. Why don't you tell us who the prelims be?
So they do run prelims kind of the way that it's Keisha will do it, as far as they have 100 hurdle, 110 hurdles, and they'll do the 100 and 200 meter dash, and that all starts prelims wise at 5 o'clock, and their field events do start at 3:30. So yeah, we're not we've had one other meet this year that had prelims to it, so it's quite a load on those short sprinters. And but again, it's good practice because we'll see those prelims again, obviously, as we come into the championship season. And finals should be starting somewhere around 6 o'clock, But yeah, they have a pretty good meet that they run down there. It seems like it's always hit and miss with weather, of course, but we'll see. We'll see some teams that, again, we don't necessarily see as often, like Central Plains. La Crosse has some good distance kids, which I know them pretty well. Leote, Wichita County, and Palco. So those are smaller teams, but again, those are some schools that we haven't competed against. So it's good to see some different competition. They do have, I know in spots, there's some really good events, and that'll, again, push us in different ways.
You talk about some of the smaller teams. Tuesday, the Oberlin Invitational, which will be hosted by the Norton track here. That's a 3 o'clock start. Let's talk a little bit about that just briefly. Is that, like we mentioned, some of the smaller teams, but yet you've seen some of them already.
Yeah, so Oberlin was kind of called Coach Johnson here earlier in the year, and they had said, well, they're not going to be able to complete their track on time, and so they had asked if we'd be able to host. So that was something we were willing to do, and that's a good thing because then again we get to have another home meet, really, hosted by Oberlin. But the teams there: Atwood, Hoxie, Oberlin, Phillipsburg, Holdridge, Nebraska, Oakley, and St. Francis. So again, we get to see some different teams. It's a smaller meet, but also that same week we have a Colby meet on Friday, and we another two meet week, but not really, because a lot of our kids, they can have eight meets total, including their league meet, and so a lot of them are going to be full by that point. So we're just kind of looking at the ones that we can have compete at Oberlin, and then that Colby meet will be kind of again another opportunity for those kids who maybe have not had eight meets to be able to get in there. And of course, you know, there'll be some competitive events there at Colby, so we're keeping an eye on that to make sure if you know, a kid can compete, have a better field to compete against at Colby, that might be a better option for him.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck when you travel down to Trigo on Thursday. Again, that starts at 3:30 with preliminaries. Then again on Tuesday, you get to host the Oberlin Invitational. It's kind of odd to say there, but that o'clock, it starts at 3 o'clock. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Mullen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Delamont, and good luck to the track team in their upcoming meets starting tomorrow at Trigo. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School: for lunch, you'll be having roast beef, whipped potatoes, gravy, apple wedge, pepper strips, banana bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken nuggets, whipped potatoes, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be pizza, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: it should be partly sunny with a high near 70 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 49 and a south wind around 15 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation of 60%. On Thursday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 66 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour and the chance of precipitation Thursday of 70%. And on Thursday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. The low should be around 50 and it'll be breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour and the chance of precipitation of 80%. I'll be back in just a moment with the rest of your forecast.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
continue with your forecast. On Friday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with the high near 72 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour on Friday and the chance of precipitation of 70%. On Saturday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with the high near 74. On Sunday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be partly sunny with the high near 62 and breezy. On Monday, it should be sunny with the high near 74. And on Tuesday, sunny with the high near 84 and breezy. Currently, with overcast conditions, it is 52 degrees. The humidity is 47%. The wind speed is southeast at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.20. The dew point is 32 degrees. And the current wind chill is 48 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 825.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurring leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure in funds, are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Matt Verderham, Sports Illustrated, joined 580 WIBW and said, although the receiver and tackle are needs for the Chiefs, the draft is a game within a game.
There is such a tackle and a receiver this year. But if you're Brett Veach, you're not necessarily pigeonholed into draft the one in the first round. Like, if you get to pick 32, or if they trade up, you know, whatever, pick 20-something, they're just like, look, we love Nate Wiggins, corner out of Clemson, or we love Kool-Aid McKinstry, corner out of Alabama. They could do that. Like, they could theoretically take that guy and then say, okay, in the second round, we're going to get one of these tackles that in a lot of drafts would be a top 40 pick. And then the third round, we're going to get a receiver that I don't know that there's that much difference between the fixed receiver in this draft and the 12. So they could do that. The other side of that, of course, is they could sit there and say, look, we think that the difference between Brian Thomas Jr. and Ladd McConkey is significant enough that we'll move up to 20 if he's available. Like, that's the game within the game of all this. And the Bills draft 28, the Ravens draft 30. Like, do you try to jump those teams? Do you say, you know what, it's worth it? They did it once with McDuffie, and look how that worked out.
The draft starts Thursday night and concludes on Saturday. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the RMA 460V lawnmower battery set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK30 battery and AL101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you...
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic offers many services to cater to the healthcare needs of our community. Whether seeking routine checkups, diagnostic tests, or specialized treatments, patients can rely on us to provide high-quality care tailored to their specific needs. Stay informed about the latest services, programs, and updates by following our Facebook page. We look forward to serving you and your family with excellence and compassion.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, Let's check the weather.
This morning, a few scattered showers developed across western into central Kansas, with some showers struggling to make it all the way to the ground due to some drier air aloft. Now, later today, thunderstorms will pop up across Oklahoma, spreading north into southern Kansas by this evening, but rain chances should only be at about 30%. Instability will likely spread into southern Kansas early tomorrow morning with a cluster of storms. It will also affect the eastern part of the state as well, with large hail and damaging winds being the primary threat. Thunderstorm chances will increase Thursday afternoon and evening, and some of those may be strong to severe, especially into western and central Kansas. In northwestern Kansas today, breezy with a high in the upper 60s. The chance of sprinkles in north central Kansas with a high near 70. Sunny and 72 in northeastern Kansas. Cloudy with mid-60s today in the southwestern part of the state. A few showers possible early in south central Kansas, our high 72. Southeastern Kansas partly cloudy with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off, on the livestock side, we did see a very weak wholesale pork product numbers yesterday that probably will start that market off a little bit lower. Wholesale beef was higher, expecting cash trade this week on the cattle side to be steady to potentially higher on the week overall, but no activity as of yet. Now, very quiet as far as the overnight trade is concerned, keeping a close eye on what the rain outlook is. It's starting to come a little further into focus, but basically everything about a half cent to a penny lower, both in the wheat, corn, and soybeans. We'll wait and see how that looks. Dryness in the wheat belt in Russia, also a factor helping the wheat. This is the Kansas Ag Network.